back to 242. It's your boy Adam,
Dennis the Menace,
Caleb,
and Nate.
And today we got a little discussion for you guys today. So to start it off, I sent the boys a text. Over text, it simply said that we all currently are basically graduated. Nate's finishing in the fall. Caleb's also finishing in the fall. I'm finishing in the spring, but I already have one of my degrees completed. And Dennis already graduated. But to take a step back at that, I just texted them, what do we say we would be if we didn't? I fucked it. That was so bad. I'm going to keep redoing this, but that was terrible. Anyway, that was actually hard.
So, guys, Adam doesn't know how to read.
No, I'm just going to re-say it.
He's freestyling right now. His script is ass, and the NFL is scripted. Thank you.
I'm not taking this out.
No, we're leaving this.
Just keep Dennis in. That's fine.
No, we're leaving all this.
Oh, we're leaving?
Yeah, Adam, illiterate.
My English is terrible.
Yo,
anyway.
You need ChatGPT, bro.
Somebody hit me. Anyway, no. I told them to think about what each of us would be if we weren't currently pursuing what we pursue. So to start it off, I'll have the three boys say what I would be if I wasn't an engineer.
We'll go around in the circle.
Oh, are we going in a circle, or are we just gonna say
whichever? Whoever wants to go for, whoever wants to volunteer.
Well, we'll do circle. First. Start with Dennis and just go around.
It's boring. I pick Caleb.
Okay. Yeah, I like this. He is hosting. Yeah.
Okay.
You don't make the rules here, bitch.
So
Caleb, just go.
With your question, I went a little bit deeper. I went a little deeper into it, including.
Pause?
Including what they would do afterwards.
Okay.
Bro's like an extra on this assignment.
Well, of course.
Caleb's always trying to get extra credit.
There's no extra credit here.
I had fun with this. Anyway, so I put...
You had 10 minutes.
Well, yeah.
Caleb's having fun with 10 minutes.
Yeah. I said that you would major in physics as a physicist.
Okay.
And your profession would be professor / doctor.
Ooh, okay. I like that.
Okay.
I can see that. High key, bro.
Okay. All right, now I'm curious what Dennis said.
Let me look at my notes real quick because I wrote this shit down. Usually I don't write things
I'm
down.
Straight off the dome.
Yeah.
So I actually thought, Adam, the major I thought you could have been was a biochem major.
Okay, biochem.
And then you could be a biochemist, you know, make your own, like, do experiments.
Would bro make his own, like, drugs?
Yeah, literally.
Would he become the next, like, Walter White, or would he be,
100%.
Like, the next, like, he makes the next, like, pathogen.
Yeah, you can do all that. You know, I'm just hoping you can be my drug dealer on the side too.
Jesse,
Dennis does not
to
have
cook.
A drug dealer.
Nope.
To state these facts, we must clarify. Dennis does not have a drug dealer.
And it's not me, by the way.
It's not Adam.
Well, I feel like since like you're an engineer and you're building things, you could with the
you could build drugs.
Yeah.
No chemicals. Okay.
No chemicals.
I respect it. I respect
COVID,
it.
25.
Okay.
And we're calling 25. Him. And we're calling him the chemist.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And then, all right. So Nate's left.
This one, I don't know why, but like the first thing that came to mind was, it's in between history and anthropology.
Ooh.
Okay.
Because
I can kind of see anthropology.
Because Adam knows the most random bullshit.
I do know a lot of bullshit. I'm a big
like,
bullshitter.
He's really good at bullshitting, but he also knows a lot of shit to bullshit with.
Hmm. That's true.
And
okay.
He knows shit about history. I just like he knows. He seems to be very knowledgeable about how the world was.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Like just what we had to study through school and shit. And then anthropology is, that's straight up BS.
Mm.
That's not real. That's not real.
Nah.
Anthropology is not real.
Yeah. Okay. I back it. I look. You can see it.
So, are you picking which one is most accurate to you, or are we just open discussion?
I think we'll do that at the end. I think we'll do that at the end. Because I do want to see... So, does anybody disagree with anything that's been said?
No.
Bio. I do not agree with the bio,
okay,
the chemistry.
Can you pick what you think is the best one?
What I pick is the best
one? Like, the most, like...
Well, that's why I was asking. Like, is he going to pick the one that he thinks would be a good alternative?
We'll do it at the end.
Yeah.
So, all four of us will then go...
And then we pick which one we
think... Okay,
okay.
I want to disagree with that one, Caleb, please.
Because... Being
there's
in the
be a lot of beef here today. That will be.
Being in the same major as Adam, I know he's more hands-on and doesn't really work a lot with the chemicals and stuff like that.
You're acting like you're not going to be hands-on with chemicals, my brother.
No,
you
hands-on as like material, like physical, like building things, stuff like that. Whereas chemistry, it's a lot more like to the book. Like you can't really have a creative mind with it as much. as much.
But still, it's still, you could still do, sure, it's limited, but still it's creative. You can mix and match, you can test things. That's interesting.
Well,
about
I agree.
That. And Adam thinks less stuff like that is interesting. So fuck off. You're a bitch. I hate you. Thank you.
I'm not saying you're
Dennis's
wrong.
Argument
I'm just saying I disagree.
Is
just fuck
yeah,
you.
Yeah, fuck you.
Yeah, that's all it is. Like, there was no, like,
there
facts
was,
there.
There was no, like, response to what Caleb was saying.
Yeah.
I did response.
I did respond.
Yo,
Dennis
is
an English major?
I take my thought away from what Dennis was going to say.
I swear, if you were going to say English major...
No, I know. Wasn't. He hates English.
So I know you guys can't see this table layout, but me and Dennis do sit on the same side of the table. This half of the table's English might be some of the worst possible...
I say, like, I three know. Out of four of us have pretty bad English.
Yeah.
And the thing is like... English is my first and only language.
English is my second language.
Wait, so are you saying I have bad language or you do?
You said context clue, Caleb.
He
said it might be all four of us.
Oh, it might be all four. But that's like a mental problem.
It might be all
four. That was just fucking stupid.
I mean, Caleb just gotta go to hell.
What? I disagree with this man once, and he's coming at my throat.
Yo, bro said, I don't like Dennis's answer. Well, fuck you, motherfucker.
Okay.
That was, all right.
So we will be going in a circle for who's next. So Dennis is the next person up, but it will not be Caleb saying first. It'll be Nate.
Ooh.
Oh, so we're gonna
do
crosses.
Pick?
Yeah, I'm gonna pick.
You're still picking.
Okay, that's fair. That's
okay.
Fair.
I mean, it's fair. It's his episode. It's his episode.
So it's fun.
So it's me first.
Yeah, you first. You
Shit,
first.
Dennis is the one that like I kind of like. Was hoping I would be last for, but
I went in a very obvious direction with this one.
Interesting.
I switched it.
You did?
Yeah.
We had the same thought.
No,
yeah.
I switched
we
it.
We
after
cover that one at the very end.
Well, yes.
We're not leaving the one hanging. We'll leave
okay,
that
okay,
low
okay.
fruit hanging.
We'll leave that fruit hanging at the bottom of the tree where the little kitty cat's gonna get it.
The fuck?
So Tom is dead.
Tom's already been dead. Godzilla made sure of that.
Yeah.
Tom, but. Oh, the lore. Anyways.
Spock.
I still can't believe that shit happened, man. That was the stupidest. I like how that went, and no one's going to know because no one's going to listen past that moment.
Oh, my
God.
Guys, watch the previous episode.
Please watch it.
Way too many stories in the last episode. You got to listen to it.
You have to. It's one story, actually.
It's one
story. Dennis. I honestly felt like he would go... Something like linguistics.
Okay.
Like, because, look, Dennis's first language is not English, right?
Correct.
Albanian. This man translates shit at work like nothing else.
True, it's true.
Because everyone just starts talking shit.
Correct.
And it's kind of funny.
Yeah. Okay, I see it.
But also, Dennis will just say random things in Albanian, and I have no idea what he said, and he tells me, and I'm like, he's probably lying to me.
So do you see him more as a person who studies linguistics?
He'll be like a
translator. Oh, okay, translator.
Dennis
okay.
would be a translator, but he'd be the hilarious translator. He might even be like one of those sign language motherfuckers. Like,
oh,
you see,
yeah.
like, you
yeah.
ever see, like, I forget who it was, but some rap artist had, like,
yeah.
at a concert.
He thought she was just dancing, right?
Was it Ice Spice?
No, it was,
Nicki Minaj?
No,
it was
a male
rapper.
No. It's a male
it
rapper.
Travis Scott or Chief Keef.
Me and Adam know
Yeah, but, I yeah. So
the video of the lady, right?
Yeah,
it was
like,
a lady.
Absolutely.
It was
I've
a lady, and she was like,
she has
going,
to sign
she
and
was,
he thought she was dancing.
And she was going off,
yeah.
and he—it's I forget who it was.
Yeah,
part of me really wants to say it was fucking Lil Yachty.
No, it was Yachty.
Hmm.
But
I
because
Yachty,
that's something
so.
Yachty would fucking do.
Yeah, something do. I think
but
somebody.
They thought she was dancing. And she was really just giving the sign. Like, the sign. So, anyone, for some reason, a deaf person, they don't know the song anyway. Why are they at the concert?
Yes.
But.
No, that's because they can feel the sound vibrations. So, that's why a lot of people that are deaf will still listen to music if it has enough beat to it and bass.
Wait, that,
but did they know the song before
so
the concert?
No, but now they can actually get context with it.
If I'm deaf, I'm not paying $250 to go if I can do that.
Yeah.
Be like,
it's only there's enough bass.
It's
which
like
is why
Travis
a lot
Scott.
Of people watch it.
That's why it would be like rap or...
Yeah,
it's like, shit, I can't tell that this motherfucker's all auto-tune, but yeah!
Wait.
So let
me ask a linguist a question. Is there a English-Albanian equivalent to like Spanglish? Or no?
By no means.
No way.
I
not
don't
at
think
all?
There
no,
is.
No.
If so, Dennis would be
fine. The only reason why Spanglish exists is because Spanish is spoken enough.
Well, yeah.
Same and thing, also, like, I feel like there's also on our border. Like, you it's our border, too.
Yeah, I mean, there's that. True.
But, like, the more things is like, spoken widely enough. Like, yeah, same thing, like, I guess there's, like, is there, like, a Mandarin equivalent to Spanglish? Mandaranglish?
No, kind... Like, nah, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Don't
so Mandarin is the most spoken country in the world. English is not spoken enough here.
For I you could to, be wrong,
but English in the West, on the West Coast...
I think English is the most common secondary language.
Well, if I'm not mistaken. My friend, he went to Europe over the summer. Maybe. He went to Europe over some summer. It is summer. Spring break.
Yeah.
And he was saying that everyone basically knows English.
Yes.
It, because you have to. Well, it's so widely spoken. Where'd he go? He went...
Like touristy spots?
Kind of, but he also went out in the middle of fucking nowhere. Oh, that's the thing. Like, in the countryside. He also went countryside.
When I landed in Germany, and I was in Frankfurt.
He was in Germany.
In Berlin, in all those places, they all speak English. But I was in the small town of Midwives, where the college is.
He went to, like, Austria.
Very fluent English.
He went to Croatia.
No. Every Spanish-speaking country I've been to, which is 7 or 8, spoke English as well.
Well, they have... I feel like you have... English is, like...
But even, like, Ecuador, like, why would they need it there?
Because there's a lot of English-speaking people.
Yeah. Ecuador.
Well, that's my point.
Well, Ecuador has some tourist spots. The thing is, like, it depends, like, how touristy your country is.
Isn't Ecuador named Ecuador because it's on the equator?
It's on the equator. We went to Mitad del Mundo. It's a big statue that's on the equator.
Yeah.
Interesting. Huh. Who the fuck measured that? Who measured it?
I don't know.
Who measured it and be like, yeah, this is the middle?
Yeah.
Fuck no, you're lying. Anyways.
Yeah, anyway. Dennis is a linguist.
I think Dennis would be a linguist.
All right. I'll go now. I pegged Dennis as a business major.
What kind of business?
Well, I just see him as like
there has to be an emphasis. That's too broad.
I guess my thing would be like business ownership, like small business type. So like
entrepreneurship.
Sort of. Okay. But more like right, so I guess that was Caleb's. But more like
would he own a restaurant?
Well, yeah, but yeah, like I would see him like as somebody who like would be part ownership of a smaller business. With like
he invests?
Like smaller investments, yeah. Mm. I can see Dennis as like an investment.
Like he's the shark?
Nah, not the loan person. The person just coming into an investment. I can see him as. So I can see him as like somebody who got an MBA and was like, this company's a startup.
Startup.
That type of business.
Got it.
Or like even like a small owner of like a restaurant or of like a small shop. Mm. Or like a shark emporium. This guy, I guess he's this guy trying to own something.
Yeah, but Dennis would be the guy that he does it only for things he likes. Doesn't matter if it would make money or not,
I think he'd be a cool business owner.
Yeah.
Because he'd have, like, his own Dennis take on business, which isn't traditional to business. So, I guess I'll let Caleb go now.
Yeah, so, because of the whole restaurant thing and how much he broadcasts our podcasts, I put business major minoring in marketing.
Okay.
All
right. I see it.
Because I feel like having a dad owning a restaurant, you know the ins and outs of it, but then you'd also be able to, like, I don't know, get it on a billboard or stuff like that, be able to get the word out about it.
Yeah, marketing. So you can market it. Yeah, marketing crossed my mind.
You could advertise.
He's a very non-caring person. Like, he doesn't care what people think, so he'd be good for marketing.
Exactly.
You can do something stupid, like put on a chicken costume.
Is that what non-caring means?
Well, I think in that regard, yeah. Like, Dennis is very free-spirited. Like, where he doesn't care what other people think. No. It's more or less he doesn't care what other people think. So, like, he doesn't care what he's doing.
It's more like, let me tell you about this thing, and whether you like it or not, that's your option. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I see that. Well,
this guy's very quiet over here. No comments. No input.
Does anyone disagree?
I mean, we have the same answer. Well, and I feel like yours works, except the English part, but...
No, I see him as a translator.
I never really said the English part.
This guy's definitely...
I'm just busting his balls.
Oh, yeah, no, we
know... Yo voy bailar con mis amigos en la playa.
Okay?
What'd you just say?
I'm going to dance on the beach with my friends.
Okay, he could be... I think I'm winning. Yeah. I think I'm winning.
I'll give my final thoughts at the end.
Except the words voy nava, but
that's why I haven't said anything.
He was
that's why I've pretty quiet.
Well, he hasn't touched Spanish in a minute.
Yeah.
Spanglish.
Alright, I guess we'll do Nate next. Oh, wait, no, I said I was going to Circle Boy.
We're going to Circle Boy randomly.
Caleb's up. So I'll go with Dennis first.
So for Caleb,
I'm scared about Dennis's.
I think... based on, I don't know, just based on like...
Based on Caleb?
Based on Caleb, I don't know, I just thought... I could see a major in nutrition and being a nutritionist.
Oh. Okay.
Okay. I
can see that because, you know, like Caleb's like, you know, for, like he's all, I'm telling
besides
you.
Besides the energy drink.
This guy's always eating, bro, and it just doesn't like, it doesn't stick.
Yo, wait, on that note, I gotta tell you about dinner today. Me and my dad went to the diner.
Oh my gosh.
I kid you not, I ordered something called a twin burger, thinking it was a burger with two patties. They came out with two full size burgers, an entire own plate of sweet potato fries. It was gone in 5 minutes.
You fat. That's exactly what I'm talking about. Like, bro, I don't even see it right now. Yeah, but yeah.
That toilet is toast like that.
You know, I feel like Caleb would be able to educate people on what's good or not, especially now that he lost his gallbladder, you know, could help those that have no gallbladders.
Oh, dairy issues too?
Yeah,
the dairy issues now. Wow.
So that's why I think you make a good
You guys
want to
get a shake after this?
Huh?
I hate you all.
Actually,
yeah,
you're going to shake in between?
Yeah, let's get some ice cream.
Do that?
Yeah, let's get some ice cream.
I will go get a shake. Not my lie.
All right, but that's...
Caleb, you want a shake?
Shake that ass.
Hey! How did I know that was
same wavelength.
Yes, sir.
Anyway,
I said that so Dennis would say it.
I know. I expected Dennis to say it, not today.
Well, because I had a feeling that Dennis would just say it. I was like, I have to say it now.
You got time.
Okay. But that's what that's
nutritionist.
What
I,
okay.
I actually like that answer. I was not expecting that. I thought you were going to say something stupid.
No.
I'm going to say something.
Oh, here we go.
Oh,
all
right. So for Caleb, I'll go. So for Caleb, I said he would study agriculture.
That's also a good one, Dale.
Yeah. That is a good one.
That's also a good one.
I don't know. So when I knew, like, I knew Caleb was...
Shit, now I want to go serious, but I don't know if I do.
You can say both. You can say both. You can say both.
Yeah, I mean, like, no stripper, no thing. No,
how'd you know?
Like, I knew Caleb was going to school for engineering. He was, in, like, all my engineering classes, obviously, in high school, yeah. Right? So I knew he was going to fit. But I also could have seen Caleb doing, like, an agriculture engineering route. Mm-hmm. What more of it's, like, all, like, farm-based, like, engineering, where it's, like, you
sounds
learn
like
the ins and outs. What?
Sounds like
No, it's different. Like more agriculture science. This guy, like, I mean, although he's not really a redneck, he's very country.
Well, yes. Clemson is a big ass
sweet.
School.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah. And they're not known as like a country school. There's Southern school.
But they're known as
there's difference.
They are a Southern school, but they're known as a STEM.
Caleb stresses that he's Southern country, not redneck.
They are known as an engineering and agricultural school.
Yeah.
And their animal sciences is really good.
Okay.
But I know a few people in that, like, what is it, college department?
Yeah,
whatever
department.
You want to call it. And it's just, I'm like, yeah, Caleb would get along with these people.
That's what I'm saying.
But
I can see Caleb studying agriculture, like, doing, like, farm, like, maintenance and, like,
so
agriculture.
That's funny, because I don't think I've ever told you guys. It was before I met any of you.
Mm-hmm.
For, like, 3 years, me and my buddy planned on, like, getting a ranch. It was the funniest thing ever. We planned out the whole thing. It was great.
In a ranch.
Cowboy Boots got a horse.
Yeehaw! Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker!
Like, I drew up a logo and everything. I don't even know where
that's
that went.
That's crazy.
But...
You guys are a true farmer. I knew it. I knew it.
Wow.
Anyway.
Huh.
All right. Well,
let's hear a date.
Okay, we'll go serious first.
Serious first?
No.
Where do you want to go joke first?
No,
serious. No, let's serious first.
Serious first.
The thing is, it's a lot like Adams.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's animal sciences.
Okay.
Because I don't know why, but I don't even know if, like, I had these memories of you just, like, being good with, like, animals or caring about animals or wanting to, like, care about animals.
Mm.
But some reason I have that in my mind.
He is the dog whisperer with Bora.
True.
And, like, this man just loves animals. So and it fits in with agriculture somewhat.
Yeah.
And I just feel like that's something that, like, Caleb will be good at. Plus, like, because it's something he would actually care about. And when Caleb cares about something, he puts in actual effort.
It's true.
True.
It's true. Okay, I can see Caleb doing
honestly,
that.
I'm thinking about this, bro. All three of these blend together, bro. Nutrition,
right?
Agriculture, animal science, bro. Triple major that shit.
But I also thought he could do something like religion.
Oh, there it is. There it is.
I kind of figured that,
like,
one was coming.
Like, with religion.
See, I thought about religion.
But
studies.
I know people that actually do it.
Well, yeah, that's like pastoral school and stuff like that.
Like, I knew people that would go to... They went to Clemson and they dropped out to do... What is it? Pastoral school?
Yeah.
Yeah, they did it and I was like... You do you.
Yeah.
Don't know what the fuck that means or what you're gonna do, but hey, I respect.
Just to go with pastor, huh?
It's just to learn about the different
denominations
as well as, like, what you need to do as a pastor. Like,
what do you do in the denominator?
What
denominations?
Oh, it's
denominations.
I say, what are we doing in the denominator?
Squaring it. In for square law.
But, like, you also need certain certifications to become a pastor. Like, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
I see.
All good answers.
I mean, I could definitely see Caleb being a pastor, obviously.
Yeah.
Like, do you actually need credentials for that? Like, on the low-ski?
You need actual...
You
like,
do?
But on the low-ski.
Like, what do you mean?
Like, can I just...
Like you're become very, a passion? Like, for, like, all our viewers, they already know, but you're pretty in tune with your little,
Like, technically...
Your, like, congregation, what do you call that thing? Like a
youth movement?
Youth church?
It's like, yeah, I guess you're... Oh, no, but don't you... Would you call, like, a sect or something? Like a...
No.
Just your church, in specific?
Just my church.
Okay. Well, so you're pretty in tune with that church, right? Let's say in the near future, like, you've already done your thing, you're, like, 55 now, and you're still living in this area with them and still doing, like, their thing, and, like, their pastor gets hit by a bus. Now they're your pastor.
So...
You on the low-ski could be valid.
Technically, like, I can fill in for, like, a sermon or two, but I can't actually be called a pastor. I can't be paid as a pastor.
Oh, so pastors sense. Get paid.
They do.
Oh.
They do?
They get paid by the...
It can't be the state.
No. There's like separate. Bigger, so the denominations, there's like
government,
groups.
State, religion and government have to be separated,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Right? That is
yes.
Like a pretty
yes.
Fucking big law.
There are bigger groups that hire groups of pastors that churches will say, hey, I want to be part of your bigger group. So can you suggest some of your pastors for our church?
This right. Sounds like pyramid scheme. Not calling religion a pyramid in the river. Pyramid scheme.
So wait, okay, so
the way you described it sounds like one.
But, hey, so there's like a,
hey, I'm a pastor. You get two pastors, and then you get two other pastors, but you get all going.
But
stuff, but it'll give you
okay.
You'll go up in the ranks.
So, in my church, there's the main pastor, but there's also technically four people part of the congregation that have pastoral degrees that can preach and are considered pastors. So, like, that's where it gets... Like, they could all preach.
Okay.
They could technically get paid for their sermons.
So what's stopping me from taking out the head guy to take his spot?
You don't...
A degree.
Yeah.
No,
the degree.
And a morality.
No, he doesn't mean him directly.
Cops.
Like those four people you're speaking of.
Yeah.
Like, what happens for me stops them from putting a hit on the guy and, like,
yeah.
My spot?
No.
Yeah, literally.
The cops.
Well, other than not
you
being
realize,
godly.
Yeah, you
yeah,
realize
yeah,
we're talking
yeah.
About church here, right?
That would be
here,
a little,
right? Well, nah, but come on. Sometimes money
unholy.
Talks, Caleb. Sometimes
yeah, money
talks,
bro.
Money does talk, Caleb.
This whole
it is that
gross.
Green heaven.
Yeah.
Okay, let's move on to Nate. Let's move on to Nate.
He doesn't like that.
I'm not.
We're going back to that.
Yeah, we're going back to that. I like that's the best answer so far.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm messing. But anyway, okay, so, Nate's up. All right, we'll do Dennis first.
I'm interested.
For me...
I actually have no idea where this can go.
I think... let me look at my notes at. For Nate, I said he would major in health and exercise science to become a physical therapist.
Okay, I'm not gonna lie. That's probably the like. I thought all three of you would say something like that.
Okay.
I just
okay.
Think, you know, Nate's a very active kid. He's playing golf. Mm-hmm. He played football, soccer. Basically, anything he plays, he's fucking cracked at it.
Okay.
Not to glaze the guy on comms here, but I feel like that would help him. Like, he's also had not as many injuries as us, but he's had a couple major ones, and
okay.
I feel like he
okay.
Would be able to help a lot of people who get hurt a lot, like me. And you and Caleb.
Right.
Especially Caleb.
No, you get
well,
hurt more
know.
Than me.
Can Nate fix a broken gallbladder?
The broken gallbladder? It wasn't broken.
I could punch him and make it feel yeah. Better.
But
no.
No, I feel like that definitely hit me. When I was thinking about Nate, I'm like, yeah, no, I could see Nate doing this.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. You know,
okay.
I could see that too.
Okay. I would let Caleb go next.
So I put major in sports management with a minor in statistics, and you would be a sports analyst.
Ooh.
I actually did think about that for a little bit, and then I realized I fucking can't stand stats.
Really?
Well, because I had to take stat theory, and then I learned the theoretics of stats, and I was like,
oh, yeah.
This is stupid. And then
I feel like you would
like,
be good
I respect
at it,
the numbers, and I think I would find it very interesting, because I do that stuff a lot now.
Yeah.
Like, I know a lot of the numbers and stats, mm-hmm. And all the stupid stats, but I'm not the... But the thing about being a sports analyst is that I gotta... Be the one that measures the data, and I don't want to do that.
Mm.
Like, I don't want to have to be like,
right.
I'm not watching it to be like, he caught it on this type of route in this formation against that kind of defense. I don't want to do that.
Yeah,
I want to be able to watch the game how I want to watch.
Are you not part of like a team that's analyzing that though? There's no
you
shot one person's doing all of it.
No, but
well,
certain
no,
people
no,
are going
like,
to be looking at certain
people.
Yeah.
Well, the team of people assigned to one specific task.
Yes,
so, like,
exactly.
If you do DOE. which is an advanced stats analysis.
Yeah.
Engineers do. It's that premise. So, like, one guy would be in charge of watching a wide receiver against this type of formation. Yes. So,
yeah.
Of a man zone, you'd have them watch wide receivers to see what the ratio of them is getting hit on corners or whatever the topic is.
Okay. Yeah. And, like, I've thought about it. I know people who are, like, in that field, and they're pretty fucking good at it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I could talk with them about that forever because I understand the world, that world. I just don't want to be in it. But I did think about that one. So,
Okay.
The sports management being the major is interesting, though.
Why?
I feel like you would get more out of it if you took a... It's hard because sports management, I guess that's the best way you can do it without you already using what I have.
Yeah. Because theoretically, you could go that route
right
from
now.
Your major.
I could do that right now.
But
do I want... Like, the sports management major is the only thing that makes it tough because for me, it's all about how if it comes off the tongue. Like, you got this math guy with a stats minor or emphasis versus sports management guy with stat minor. It's not the same thing.
No, they're not.
Yeah.
And that's why the sports management, I would find that tough, but I get why you had to say sports management. So, based on the rules of this.
Well, I think I mainly said sports management because I feel like you would be part of that realm in general, but I thought you might like the statistics part of it. So that's why I went into that.
Like the management part of it, but also know the stats part?
Yeah.
Okay, I get that.
But.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, then I'm left.
Yeah.
All right. So I don't want to label the degree as like communications, but I would see Nate doing like the ESPN people's role.
A commentator?
Reporter?
Yeah, like both. Like I don't
like
know.
Like Adam Schefter?
Yeah, like the
like
people,
like a report like a
like the people who sit around that table and then comment during the game, comment
during or before the game.
Analysts?
No. Both.
Well, no, like most a commentator or like when you hear Tony Romo on CBS.
Like both. I can see you doing either.
Oh. Okay.
That form of commentary. Like, I can see Nate.
What's the major?
It's sports com.
I guess I don't know.
Okay.
I said communication with air quotes because I don't think it's a communication major.
It would be sports com, really.
Yeah, but
or
I don't
media.
I just,
or media.
Maybe. I don't know. I just see Nate sitting at the table and, like, chatting about, like,
well,
that type of. That
arguing
type of,
about nothing.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Arguing
like,
with Stephen A. about nothing.
They do it for soccer. That's what I watch most, so I don't know how it works always
they
for,
do
like,
with
for baseball. Stuff like
it's
that.
A little different than
but, like,
soccer.
But, like, when they do it for soccer, it's like people go around the table and they will full on be like, okay, this is my score prediction. This is the.
Yeah,
every sport does
this. Yes, every sport does. But that's before the game.
Well, see, soccer does it before, after, because there's the. I mean, obviously, it's pre-post games for everything.
Yeah.
But soccer does it differently because they watch the whole table, whereas like sports commentators only watch the game. So they'll do pre-post on the game. When you do pre, it's on the game. When you do post, it's on the table for soccer.
Okay.
So like when you watch a soccer game finish out, they'll do pre-match commentary, and it'd be like two teams playing. The two teams will play. They'll comment during that entire game, and they'll have like analysts during halftime. And that's what I see Nate doing. And at the very end, they do a full breakdown, and they look at it with the table. So the entire standings of the entire
They do that in football.
Yeah.
So that's what I see Nate doing.
They do that in basketball. They have Shaq and Charles Barkley.
I'm saying, most of those
bro,
all retired
them, Ernie,
players.
Those guys, they're amazing. It's actually this is the last season they're doing it.
Really?
NBC lost the rights in the bid off. NBC won them. They outbid TNT. So that's the last season. This is the last season of it. It's
Dang.
Pretty fucking sad.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if this is, but the or next one, but I know it's near the end.
Yeah. So, that's what you need to do. I feel like he would enjoy commentating, arguing, and yelling at people about certain sport games.
Yeah.
At least Steelers games, especially when they play the Hawks.
Steelers. Wow.
Just
Wait,
throw
what?
He's like, especially Steelers games when they play the Hawks.
We have four different football teams here. You could have said any
of the
Hawks.
Well,
yeah,
they
but,
only play them once every 3-4 years. It depends on how the schedule aligns.
Yeah, that's all right. Dennis still had to put on the jersey.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, that was funny.
That was great. Mason Rudolph, baby.
We should repost that.
We should.
Fuck off.
Put that as the episode photo.
Oh, yeah, that is the episode photo, yeah.
Dennis with his jersey on.
Yeah, I like that. But... Alright, so are we at the point where...
Yeah, so these are predictions.
The
right,
person chooses which one is
the best. Yeah, but now
we're
going reverse order.
Can we do best?
No, I think Nate might need time to think. Unless you have it.
Nate just went.
Exactly.
So why would he need time?
So you've had the most time
because
to think.
Isn't that what we're doing? Well, now, well, I was going to do a reverse order because we just went around in a circle this place. I was going to do a reverse order of, like, what you liked the best and what you didn't like the best.
Yeah.
Dad
yeah.
said he wants to do didn't like two, so best and didn't like.
But
best and worst, bro. What two? Where's the two, buddy?
Well, that is two.
You said didn't like two.
So at this point, should I just fucking rank?
You know what I mean. What?
At this point, should I just rank them?
Yeah, just rank them. Go ahead.
Oh, sure.
Rank all three.
For me, all three were really good, but and it was difficult, but I do have to say... The third one would have to wait for what I see myself doing, not what I want.
Right.
What I can see myself doing. The third one is going to be the sports com.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like, it's not a bad answer. I could do that. It's just, I don't see, like, in the terms of the three of those things, that's the bottom one.
Right, I get it.
Because I can argue about nothing for forever.
Oh, yeah.
But that's not something I would choose first, and I know that.
Yeah.
This is where it gets tough because the thing is with me, I feel like I know myself pretty well. I think in terms of what I would be doing, it would have to go two is Dennis and one is Caleb because I know myself. I fucking suck with fucking anything that relates with like biology, anything.
Mm.
I'm good with physical sciences.
Okay. Well.
Like atmospheric, earth, astronomy, I'm really fucking good at that. I know all about that stuff. I know those theories, those paradoxes. I talk with Adam's brother about them all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm good with physics. I'm really good with physics.
Right.
I suck at bio and chem. I suck at them.
Okay.
Like, absolutely fucking horrible. And that's the type of thing where, like, I like the idea of it, and mm-hmm. I really think I would be good at that kind of stuff. Right. And also, we have a friend, Zach. He's doing that, right? That same exact health science is like PT. He's trying to do PT. That's what he's going to be in Buffalo for.
Right.
That's what Anthony graduated.
And it's like, he showed me some of the things he had to do first, and I'm like, yeah, I can't do that. That's not me.
Right.
I'm better at the stuff that that revolve around the numbers and stuff, not more of the memorization of what is going on inside of you.
Mm-hmm.
So, even though it's a good thing, and I think I would be good at it.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's compared to what Caleb said, it's going to be second.
Right, okay.
And because I feel like Caleb, if you could have used my major,
no,
it would have been the same. Because it is one of the paths I thought about for a little bit. Like freshman, sophomore year, it was something I thought about.
Mm.
But then I was like, I met people that are really in good in this field, and I was like, they just get it at a different level than I do.
Right.
But I know that I can lead them, if that makes sense. Like, I would be more of the management side of it, like you're saying. But, yeah, there's nothing really wrong with any of them.
Right.
In terms of all three of them, but that the ranking would have to be Caleb, then Dennis, and Adam.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no hate on that, but... That's how I see it for me personally.
Dennis is currently flipping off Adam because Adam got third.
You're down low, buddy. I'm on top. Just wait.
You're
not cooked.
You're in the middle, technically.
You are in the middle.
As long as I beat the brown boy.
Okay.
All right. You're up, Kel.
Okay. So, Nate had the
animal.
Oh, my God. Are we doing the real one?
Yeah. Yeah, the animal.
Or religion.
The real ones.
Okay.
So.
Animal sciences.
Oh, wait, okay. I want all four in there.
Okay. Animal sciences and
so I'm gonna be
religion.
Four. It's something else.
You had agriculture. Yeah. You had nutritionist.
Yeah.
Shit, I'm probably gonna be four and three.
So, at four, because I thought about it for a little while, but figured out it's not something I wanted to go into. Okay. Is the religion.
Yeah.
Oh, no. So you did actually consider pastoral college.
Did you actually consider it?
I was in middle school.
Oh.
But
when you were in like a Catholic school?
When I was at a Christian school going on mission trips. Like I was going on mission trips. Like
yeah.
I was seeing everything in the world.
No, wait.
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay.
My first mission trip was Guatemala in 8th grade.
Yeah.
I remember you telling us about that.
Yeah, I remember.
I also did them throughout high school.
Yeah, because didn't you go twice?
I went to Guatemala twice, Mexico, El Salvador, Ecuador, Honduras.
I remember the Honduras.
Bahamas. Anyway, religion at four.
Would you have done both?
both what?
Like, if you decided to go to pastoral college first, would you have then gone to a real college afterwards? Or, like, I should say...
Probably not, like, because when you go to pastoral school, that is your focus. Like,
it's your focus in life. Like, that's so your path.
Exactly. All of your pastors in the past, or if they have been a lot of different ones, and this current, like, honcho there now, that's all they ever thought about. They're not, like, a little bit on the older side.
Yes and no. Like,
who, like, were, like, doing something industry-wise and then decided to change over to pastoral when they were, like, one God or whatever.
It's kind of uncommon to go from pastoral school to a major, in my understanding. Like, one of the guys I went on my first mission trip with, he went to pastoral school. He went for, I think it was 3 years, and now he's working as an electrician. Like, he didn't go back to school.
Oh, he went to a trade school.
No. He didn't go to a trade school.
Well,
he just started
working. Did an apprenticeship then.
Something like that.
You had to be a certified electrician, so yeah. So it was either apprenticeship or trade school. And then,
yeah.
Okay, but that's like school in itself.
Well, yeah, but my point is, like, you don't really change your major focus, if that makes sense.
Oh, okay.
But,
okay, yeah. So you have one, like, a main goal. And that's what you're looking at. You don't really, it's not tunnel vision, but
it's one path.
It's kind of tunnel vision.
Yeah.
If you're a pastor, you're a pastor. If you're not,
to a degree.
It's like you choose this path or you don't.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
This is the one time you could choose that path.
Yeah, so it's kind of like a priest. Only pick that thing.
So, religion at 4.
Okay.
By the way, these were all really good, but... At 3, I gotta say agriculture.
Oh.
Whoa. And at 3, I didn't expect that.
Agriculture at 3, because yet again, it was something I thought about. Like, I can get behind the science and everything, but knowing, like, soils and certain types of cattle, like, all those different components, it becomes a lot.
You couldn't be like Yellowstone Ranch type. You couldn't be like that.
Waking up at 5 and going to bed at 12? No. I'm not
you
doing
You can't that. Be a rancher? I feel like out of all four of us, you would be that
one.
I probably could, but like, that's not what I want for my life.
So, you are getting up, but I'm not where I'm just.
But a lot of
ain't going out in the fields.
But a lot of that. A lot of it's the creative side. Like, there's not a lot of creativity in most of these majors, but I feel like with agriculture, you're either right or you're wrong. Like, you either have a green thumb or a black thumb. You're going to, like...
I can't believe you actually did it, bro. I was waiting.
Adam just looked at his thumb.
I was waiting.
Anyway.
Oh, my God.
So, at 3, Adam...
Yeah. Oh okay.
What about the what's it called? The Farmer's Almanac? No.
Yeah.
You can make one of those.
Yeah. So my whole thing with this agriculture thing was more like an engineering agriculture side.
Well, yeah.
So like he would do like
tractors, the one that field organization.
Tractor.
You know, like, you know
like plantation work tractor. Stuff like
well,
that.
Well, you can make like that, or like you can use.
Yeah, but
you could use AI in the machinery.
If you said making tractors, that's way too close to my actual major.
Well, right, I actually wouldn't make a tractor.
Well, yeah, but
yes.
3, Adam, 1, because I'm gonna just say who wins. At 1, I'm gonna have to go with Nate.
Really? I would have thought he was nutritionist.
So nutritionist wise, like, yes, I care about that stuff. I try to track that stuff. But a lot of times I just do it where I'll either just go for a run or just work out if I feel like it.
Okay.
Teaching that stuff, showing other people that stuff, like I can give a couple pointers, but at the end of the day, everyone has their own like
regimen. Yeah, I guess.
Exactly.
Yeah, I guess.
So it's a little hard for me to teach when other people have things that they need specific to them. So that's why nutritionist is kind of. It's good, okay, but it's not quite there.
I understand that.
Okay. As far as the...
Can I...
Hold that shit, buddy. No,
yeah, we're going to put a pause on this.
Oh, pause. Dennis, pause.
Okay.
So Dennis is on a 5-second pause. Caleb, go ahead.
As far as the animal sciences...
Why isn't one?
So 5 seconds, I'm back.
For a very long time, I did think about... kind of still do think about...
that good boy.
I'm back.
I thought about doing canine unit. And
why,
stuff
are you
like
canine,
that.
Dennis?
You know what's crazy? I almost did say police.
You would have been spot on with that one.
I almost did say police.
But
wait, police academy?
Yeah, that wasn't out of the question.
ROTC, damn it!
I see. Well, see, ROTC's
that's,
not a major.
That's not a major.
I don't care.
That's why, because I see ROTC's the first thing I did say. And then I was say, like, wait, ROTC's not a major. No, I wouldn't.
No, that's not a major.
It's not a major. It's a major school.
Yeah.
But
it's not even like that. It's okay.
Like between the canine unit, everyone always saying like I'm good with like dogs and cats and stuff like that. Going out and taking photography photos and like being able to take that close-up photo of the fox I showed
that
you guys
was a
the other day.
That was
like
cool
stuff like that. Like,
see, I was going. See, that's a great thing. So my first thought was cop, and I was like, not really.
That didn't even go to my mind. Somewhere.
Well, I was just a cop, but then I was like, nah. But then the study behind it has to be like forensics or something, and I honestly can't be forensics. I see being a cop, but like not doing the cop for it, like doing like a test or whatever. The other alternative.
Yeah, you can take the test as long as you have a degree.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so yeah. I forgot. Yeah.
Yes.
As long as you have a, you can have associates in something. So I guess you kept.
Oh, you just need associates.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At least you need a degree of something. Form of credentials. Form you can learn essentially.
Yeah.
So,
but you can't just have high school. It has to be like
correct.
Past
yes.
High school.
It used to be high school. It used to be just high school, but now.
But
they
now
have,
you need
now, most,
now you need at least like a an associate.
I mean, I can't speak
about
everything, but I know in New York you need at least a.
Okay.
At least some form of degree.
Did you say film?
Yeah, so that I
that's
actually,
that was a, that was a it was
I
a toss up.
One in my head, but my other debate was film. So in my
film
head,
was a toss
so
up because
cop.
Of the photo. The
yeah, but that's too close because I have the minor in digital imaging.
No, I was that's close enough, but
I did not know that. I didn't even know.
Oh,
that.
I was minor in digital, but I didn't count that. That doesn't
I didn't even know.
So
I've taken two videography classes.
That's what I'm saying, but I wouldn't count minors. Like if Nate was minoring in sports analytics and you wanted him to be a sports analyst, I wouldn't have said no to that in
that's
text.
Fair.
Because like it doesn't count. Same thing for you being with your digi one. I would have been ignored it.
Yeah.
Like I was like, okay, I was like cop, film, agriculture is one in my head.
Yeah.
Like, in that order from bottom top. And I was like, I thought about film just because you do like your photography on the side, and although it's not what you it's like a hobby rather than like a passion. It's more of a hobby.
Yeah,
that's what I.
But like, I'd love to get to a point where like I can take a weekend trip and like go camp out somewhere and just wait to like see what crosses by.
Yeah, I don't get that patience, bro.
Cannot sit there 12 hours waiting for the duck to swaddle by.
See, like,
oh yeah,
like,
give me a ghillie suit. Like I will camp there.
Do
you like
look like a sniper man?
Do you like do you like hunting?
I've never been actual hunting.
Huh.
But I've been fishing, stuff like that. Like, that kind of patience, I have no problem.
Fishing is actually
country,
pretty relaxing.
Yeah, I love
honestly,
fishing.
Honestly,
I
fuck with fishing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. See, I have a patience problem. I couldn't wait.
Mm.
Fishing was low-key pretty chill, though.
Like fishing's chill,
but I always hated it. I thought I would never be able to be, like, that patient. But honestly, you're just chilling with who you're out there
with. I have a fishing since I was, like, 9.
Mm. Never go alone, because that's just depressing.
Well... We're all at the ages.
Like, I'll go alone.
I was like,
Go alone. But we're all at the ages that we do need fishing licenses now. I got
a
reminder.
Oh yeah, you actually need a.
Yeah.
But the thing is, that's like if you're doing like actual fucking.
No, if you go to any public spot.
Pond dipping, you need.
Really?
You need a fishing license.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
I mean, unless you're at a private location.
Yeah, let's go to a private area. Somebody owns a private lake. You don't need one.
Interesting. Well, yeah, because I know like in South Carolina.
Or if you're
South Carolina, no matter where
you
are.
Oh, it's also going to be different for different states.
Well, yeah, no, I know.
New York requires
well,
yeah.
South Carolina, you need one.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is that you no matter where you are, you need one. Because DNR can go on any property in the state.
Right.
It's kind of fucking overpowered. But they can go on private property and everything. Please stop. Everyone, please stop touching feet. This is weird.
Dennis is using my big toe as like a button.
No. Yep. So Dennis is on another. Dennis on a 7 Mississippi pause.
Okay. Back to it. Nate's at 1. Dennis
and
is
4.
At 2. Adam at 3.
Nate 4.
Nate's also at 4. So he averages to like a
2.5.
2.
A 2.
2.5.
But you add 1.5 because of 3-point difference.
Oh yeah, I guess. Yeah.
So,
still better than Adam.
So
baby.
That is my ranking.
Yes. 3 again, guys. Have you 7 seconds over, Dennis?
Yes.
All right, well, Dennis, good, because you're up.
I'm up? So what's the difference between you two again? I'm so confused. So you said marketing and yours is...
No, I said business with a focus in marketing.
Well, because he also did minors, so like...
And he did...
I'm just MBA, like I just said business.
Yeah, he just said business and like if you really want to... It's
like business
like
entrepreneurship. Yeah.
fuck, bro.
And
well,
then I said linguistics.
Yeah, I know what you said. I know what you said.
You wanted to say me last?
Yeah. No offense to Nate, but we're going to start with three, linguistics. Honestly, like, it's not... I think translating, I have fun translating. I just don't think I could be, like, doing it as a job, bro.
That's fair.
Mm-hmm. I have fun translating to everyone here because it's easy for me to do it, but, like, long term, I don't think I'd enjoy it because then I'd be like, okay, this is that, this is that. Mm-hmm. And, for the other two, damn, bro, this is very interesting. I put Adam at two with his business thing. Again, you know, entrepreneurship,
business
I think.
Business thing is crazy.
Personally, I never looked at business when I went into college. I was always just so focused on science, so... I feel like it's
You want to do marine biology originally, right?
No, I did, yeah. It's fucking... That was a dream of mine, but... Money talks, as I was saying. But entrepreneur, I think I could do it. Like, I could go out there and... But I feel like... I don't know. I feel like, yes, that would be more enjoyable than translating for people. And finally...
I mean, yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. Caleb, marketing. Again, as Adam's point said, I don't give a shit. I'll go out there and market. I think I'll have fun with it. I'll be able to post stuff on the fucking...
Billboards,
yes. English, guys.
I saw you like making a rectangle with your hands. I was like, Dennis, billboard.
Post on the billboards, hand out flyers, be like, you want this? Oh, you don't? Fuck you, move
it. Take it anyway.
Yeah, take it. Oh, I got cash. You want cash? Oh, thanks. Give me that. But yeah, I think I would fun marketing.
Wait, why would you give out cash?
To the homeless people that just try to rob me while I'm handing out things.
So you help them rob you. Yeah, you're not robbing if you donate. Is donating robbing? Is receiving donations robbing?
No.
Because if you donate to a homeless person, right?
They're not robbing you.
No, but if they ask you for something and you're donating, right? But if they rob it, if they just snatch that shit from you, right?
That is robbery.
And they snatch it, it's robbery. If you donate, it's not robbery.
But then... it made more sense in my head.
My best marketing campaign, I'm going to start a GoFundMe and I'm going to be like, help Caleb find a new gallbladder. Donate here. Thank you, guys.
All right.
Dang.
He needs it. He needs it desperately. Mm. That milk, it doesn't sit well in the tongue.
Is anyone an organ donor?
Yes. If you're an
organ donor. But I'm keeping mine. Caleb.
I don't think gallbladders are on the transplant list.
No, they're not. Because they're not needed.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think
they're not needed.
Well, I don't think
it's like a kidney where you
can... I don't think gallbladders are transposable. Yeah, I don't think gallbladders are transposable. I don't think my gallbladder would work in Caleb.
I think it's like...
Yeah.
Your body. Because your body can digest certain things already without without it, right? Because... It's like lactose intolerant people, it's still, they can't digest certain things, right?
Yeah.
So,
Dennis, did you make a ranking?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
What I
already wrote it
you
down.
You, me, Caleb.
You're at the bottom, then Adam and Caleb.
I got one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Adam moved up one.
That's what I'm saying.
All right. Well, now I'm hearing Adam.
Oh, so I was just making sure Dennis knew I was not from the bottom.
Wait. May I just say?
Yes.
Would you like to know who the current Biggest Loser is?
Is it me?
Is it me?
No, I don't think it's me.
Or do you guys want to wait till after Adam?
I guess after. I probably lost this one, so like...
Can you just like get off your cock and focus?
He's on the sheet.
Oh shit, he's on the sheet.
Yes,
disclaimer, he means Clash of Clans.
Oh yes, yes,
he means
Clash of Clans. Yes, Caleb's not cock out at the table.
Yeah. Oh, let's go, cha-cha.
At least not right now. Right.
Time's a wasting.
Do you remember what we said?
No, oh, sorry. Mild distraction.
Do you want us to say the majors again, or do you remember them?
So Caleb had me at physicist and doctor for, like, professor teaching.
Yeah.
Nate had me at anthropology historian, and Dennis said I was a biochemist. Right. I remember this.
All right, let's hear it.
What do you got?
So funny enough, for people who don't know, I actually went to college... And was accepted as an applied physics major. My goal was to actually be a physicist at one point.
Bang.
Well, then technically...
I didn't know that.
No.
I didn't know that.
But Caleb is actually at three.
Really?
I chose not to do that route.
Interesting.
Caleb said that after he knows how much I like to be hands-on.
Yeah.
That's the reason why I didn't want to do applied physics anymore.
Isn't that theoretical?
That's the reason why I was doing applied physics and not physics. Because they were applied.
Physics is theoretical.
Yeah,
applied
obviously, is like a little bit of hands on.
That's but, what I expected you to do.
Yeah. But I just found out, like, if you want to do an applied physics route with, and then actually get to a stage where you can work with hands on, you do have to be a doctor and you do have to get your doctorate. And although, as I sit right now, I still am teeter tottering whether or not I want to get my doctorate. I wake up one morning, I'm like, yeah, I'm going to get my PhD. And the next morning, I'm like, nah, I'm going to get my master's. We'll see how I feel tomorrow. This morning, I woke up and told myself I'm doing it.
Okay.
Yesterday, I told myself I wasn't.
So
tomorrow, I'll find out.
No matter what you choose, two of us are tying for first now because you gave me third.
Oh, interesting. Well, sorry, Caleb.
Don't do that because now he might do that based off of who wins.
I have no idea who's in the lead right now.
Yeah.
I have no idea who's in the lead right now.
And are you giving, like, points to, like,
golf scores, whoever is the lowest score.
Okay. Oh, lowest score wins. Okay, right. Okay, that makes sense. Okay. Now, okay, so I guess another side mark is the second major I chose in college was chemistry. I'm really good at chem. I mean, I took AP chem. Chemistry is my, other than engineering, I do enjoy chemistry just because I like the science of elements.
It's gonna be the same thing as Caleb, though.
What?
Like, I chose this.
Yeah.
But Caleb's at three.
But Dennis
now
is,
it sounds like...
I love how Dennis is flipping me off when he thinks he's about to get second. When he knew he was ahead of me once mine was said.
Yeah.
Well, because you were disagreeing with what I said, you fucking
well, yeah.
asshole.
Yeah.
Fuck
no, no,
you.
I fuck you. Well, you need to let me finish, Dennis. You are not up right now, I'm going to get to it. But, I ultimately chose that I couldn't sit in a lab doing beakers all day long either. I mean, Dennis is right. To combat Caleb's point, there are a lot of hands-on portions of biochemistry.
Yeah.
At least in the realm of, like, polymers, polycarbonates, and then, like, there's a lot in the food industry. Just that
yeah.
I don't really have much interest in. I like chemistry, but...
Imagine you could have found a way to where you can get rid of allergies.
That would be sick.
That would have been sick. You would have been rich.
That would have been rich. Yeah, see, I've thought stuff like that. Like, big pharma. I mean, it's a ton of money
yeah.
there. But I just didn't know if I could commit myself to doing it.
That's fair.
My entire life, because I just think I get bored. It's the same problem.
Yeah.
With why I gotta work with my hands. So, although I do really like chemistry, I was minoring in math, and then I was gonna minor in chemistry, and then
yeah,
I did minor in robotics. But aside from all that, okay. But I'm not ranking that yet. And then when Nate first said it out loud, I was like, yeah, third place, buddy.
Yeah.
But then I thought about it more, and I'm like, well.
Wow.
Damn. Well, no. Yours has to get to fall to third because I chose ultimately never to follow that path. But you have to hear me out here.
No, so, the logic makes sense though.
Yeah,
it does, but it doesn't.
No, it's like yes, you're right, Caleb. Like technically, in terms of like all three majors listed here, yours is the only major I actually technically pursued.
Yeah.
But by default, it's the only major I actually
because.
Will
have. But also, you never even considered theirs, so that's
well,
why it makes sense, but it doesn't.
It's the same premise though that you never considered like.
Except I did consider all
of
those.
So, like, you never considered the premise of being a major of cow milking. But let's just say one day you end up having to milk a cow to save somebody's life. This is completely hypothetical. It's bullshit. But listen,
this is the weirdest hypothetical.
Here's really country. I thought it would be funny. But anyway.
Okay.
What I'm saying is, like, and then you find out you really enjoy doing this topic.
Well, yeah.
That's kind of the way life crumbles sometimes. So, like, although, yes, I've never... Well, I guess Dennis is, I kind of considered. But, like, Nate, I would never consider. But who's to say that, like... Well, that's the thing. It's like, so as a, like... head TA and the owner of a lab.
Yeah.
Like, I not so much anthropology work or, like, historian work, but I do a lot of, like, personal teaching and, like, self-instruction and stuff around that realm.
Yeah.
More of a teacher realm, so I guess, like, kind of, like, probing anthropology,
so,
study of a lot, and, like,
yeah, if I,
being a historian and, like...
With that major, what you would have majored in...
Yeah, yeah,
pursued a career in, it
yeah.
would have been... teaching in some
yeah,
way.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing. Is like the reason why I would get my doctorate, like, in the complete long run would be to, like, hyper-focus on an area I'm really interested in
well,
for
yeah.
20 years, maybe 15, 20 years, and then I could then teach the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Because I don't hate it. I do enjoy it sometimes. Sometimes
yeah.
it annoys me, but, like, I could see myself,
I feel
like
that's just how teaching is.
Yeah,
yeah.
I feel like I could see myself teaching, like, an advanced revised class or something, like,
yeah.
at a university, and then just, like,
yeah,
like living nearby, like being like local there for like
mm.
when I get old and I can't do
mm.
much to like further industry anymore, right? So I could see myself in that, like, teaching realm. Don't think I'd ever teach history, but Nate's right. I do enjoy history. I mean, I
yeah.
do. I don't mind. I know a lot about, like, history and stuff, so I do enjoy a good, like, little history time. So now, where would I place them? That's the question we've all been waiting for.
I mean, Caleb got third by default,
and Caleb may be a little tight about getting third by default. But
that's fine.
But I mean, it is true. I mean, like, I just don't. My brother would have said one, but yeah, me, you at three, Caleb. Mm. Yeah. And although it's going to pay me to do it, I will have to put Dennis at one. Because I think, ultimately, if I had to pick both paths, I would have more fun in chemistry rather than...
Oh, fuck, I just hurt my hand. Oh, wow. How'd you hurt him flipping him off?
So Dennis flipped so many people off tonight, he just strained his middle finger.
And he flipped me off for no reason. Yeah. I had no beef with him.
I also had no beef with him. I got third on my first go, and he instantly told me to sit down.
Nah, fuck you.
I am seated.
Okay. Disagree with me. You're a bitch.
Before I say scores.
Yeah,
thank you, Adam.
Before I say scores.
Yeah.
There is a tie.
Okay.
So how would you guys like to rule this? One person has two twos and a one. The other person has 1-3 and 2-1s. How would you want to rule that? Is it a straight up tie? Or would the person with the most wins win?
The 2-1s.
The 2-1s?
Yeah. That's how it should be.
Wait, what? I'm sorry. Okay. I zoned out.
So first place tie. One person has a 2, and a 1.
Mm-hmm.
One person has a 3, a 1, a 1. So one person won twice. So how
they won twice?
They won twice.
They won twice down to first person.
No, but it's four of us with a 50% win this year.
No, but there's only a tie between two people.
He's saying points wise there's a tie. Yes. But one person won twice, the other came in second twice, but the points add up to be equal.
Yeah. Yes.
So the person who won twice won 3-1-1.
3-1-1
should be first.
Yeah.
Or 2-2-1.
No,
2-2-1 has a better
2-2-1 is the most mid.
No,
that's the most mid.
They're both at 5.
Well, I mean, the average to the same.
2-2-1 is still
But
mid.
If you have a guy who's shooting high range on two games and
the
low on another,
is two.
And low on another, I'd rather have a guy who shoots mid two games and then does well on another one.
But, like, think about, like, racing placement, stuff like that. Be the
it's
person
first,
that.
First, third?
No, racing placements you would pick 2-2-1.
You get my point, though.
No, that's what I'm saying. I think of things in racing placements, just because, well, I'm a big car guy. But anyway,
I'm part of it. I know the score, so I'm going to have no input on this.
No, I get what you're saying. But I always think in terms of racing scores.
Okay.
I want somebody who's consistent. And if they falter every now and then, it's better than somebody
but
who can
still
only...
Also, but they were still consistent with... They were consistent still. Consistently up top, and they had one bad one.
Yeah, but the way I look at it is that if you're 1-1-3, you're only good on certain maps. That's like how my... Like,
yes,
certain traps.
But you're 66% win. Whereas the other one is 33% win.
No.
Yeah.
Maybe 30%.
1-2-2.
First. 1-2-2 does not make you 33%. You'd have a weird.
If there's
number.
three competitions,
you'd be 47-66. You'd be 47-66. Which, in terms of like race tracking, right? I'd rather somebody place third more consistently than somebody who does first eighth.
Oh, God,
I'd rather get somebody who does first, fourth, okay, than get a guy who does first, eighth.
Do we just want to call it a tie, or do we want to give it to one of them?
Fuck it, call it a tie. If we can't decide, I say call it a tie.
Sure.
Dennis?
I don't care anymore.
Okay.
It's a tie.
Biggest loser.
It's me.
With 2-3-3 is Adam.
Yeah, nice.
Scoring an 8.
And he hosted it.
Another host.
Second place. No, sorry. Third place. With a score of 6, scoring 1-2-3 is Nate.
Okay.
Tied for first with Dennis having a 1-2-2 and Caleb having a 1-1-3.
Win again, baby!
Well, no. It's my show.
No, we tied.
Well, it's my show. I didn't specify that was the end of it. It's my show.
Shit.
You're living in my world today.
Nah, you got marked as biggest loser. I don't want to hear
it. Well, I'm fine. I'm okay being the biggest loser. How should I decide who wins this?
Nah, let them decide.
Who?
Audience.
Oh yeah, we put a poll.
Yes, we could put a
poll. We could do a poll.
We could do a poll.
All right, I'll allow it.
Audience, you get to decide between me and Caleb who wins. I just want to point out that I've not lost a game on this podcast. Help my streak continue, please. Thank you very much.
He's pleading for a win.
Wasn't
like I gave better answers. I gave good explanation. It was I need to keep winning. Keep voting for
so
me.
Also, when I post,
I'm God tier.
Wait.
I'm God tier.
When I post a story, I will not put our names on it. I will say which one would you prefer: someone to score first, and third, or someone to score second.
No. The poll will be.
I will not put our names.
No, it will be. Yeah.
Because then they have to listen to it.
We're not polling based on position. We're polling based on answers now. So
he's afraid I'm winning based on the favorite.
No. Because you're going to text everyone.
Because
oh, because of bias answers. Because
people will pick
that's what
Dennis
I'm saying.
Because Dennis will tell him, pick me.
Exactly. That. So that's why I'm like, let's just put the numbers.
I will not tell him that. I just, the majority
okay,
of
the Okay, wait, I like Caleb's answer. I like him. You have to put...
I'll put the numbers.
That's them voting on numbers, not them voting on...
Well, that's
on.
What we want them to vote on.
No, I...
Because that's
no,
how I pose the question
content.
To you three.
No, you pose a question to me just based on, like... That's, yes, but that's different. We sat in on the conversation.
I'm saying I'm asking the same thing.
I guess.
We'll figure it out.
Anyway.
We'll see it.
You'll see it.
Is it that time for Dennis's quote?
Sure, yeah, that's so cool. Don't forget to follow at @4ringsracer_999.
And follow us at _2FOUR2_, please and thank you. And tonight's quote is going to be...
Poor statement.
It's from Aisha Tyler.
Okay.
Success is not the absence of failure, it's the persistence through failure. Thank you.
Okay, that is
fair
a quote.
Enough.
Well,
fair enough.
Dennis...
Oh yeah!